Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in a potential landmark case involving a Georgia man and the rights of LGBTQ employees. GPB's Ross Terrell has more.
Bostic versus Clayton County, along with two other cases the Supreme Court will eventually rule on, will decide whether lesbian, gay, and transgender people are protected under the federal discrimination law. Gerald Bostic claims he was fired from his job after his employer found out he was gay. Sean Young with the ACLU of Georgia says this case is pretty simple.
People shouldn't be fired based on who they love. And I think Georgians of all political stripes recognize that all people should be treated with humanity and decency.
Young says if the ruling goes against Bostic, it'll be up to the state to pass protections for LGBT employees. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Former President Jimmy Carter is weighing in on the House impeachment inquiry. GPB's Robert Jemison reports.
It wasn't long ago that former President Carter said impeachment would be a bad move for Democrats. But in an interview on MSNBC, the 95-year-old now says he is glad that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are moving forward with an investigation into President Trump's dealings with foreign leaders.
If facts reveal increasing number of things that he has actually done, then, of course, impeachment is possible.
Carter says the Trump administration decision to prevent a top diplomat from speaking with lawmakers as part of the investigation is a departure from what the American people expect. He also has advice for the current president, telling him to, quote, tell the truth and to cut back on his use of Twitter. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now say 18 people, including one Georgian, have died from lung illness related to vaping. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports on the outbreak's possible impact on teenagers.
Manufacturers like Juul say their e-cigarettes are designed as an alternative for adult smokers. But recent data from the state health department shows high school students who vape are also more likely to smoke cigarettes. Christine O'Mara with the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University says that's dangerous.
The nicotine level in one Juul cartridge is equivalent to the nicotine level in 20 cigarettes or one pack of cigarettes. And, of course, this increases the risk of nicotine addiction and future cigarette use.
Of the 11 people who have fallen ill in Georgia, one is a teenager. O'Mara points out that 80% of high school students choose not to use nicotine in any form. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.